I have time to think, I hate fucking dogs, just as it launches itself towards me. I squeeze the trigger twice, aiming below where my eyes are focused on it. I can't look away. I get a flash of bared fangs and slavering tongue, eyeless and horrid and taller than any dog I've ever imagined. And there's a sound like a palm slapping a lump of wet meat as the gun kicks silently in my hand. I jump sideways as it slams into the track sleepers where I was standing a moment ago, howling a scream of agony and snapping those huge jaws at its own shoulder. It's not a dog. Dogs aren't as black as a hole in space, and their musculature and articulation follow mammalian norms. This thing bends wrong as it bites and flails around, and I have an inkling of a memory that tells me I should be very afraid right now. But I'm not. I started out pissed off, and I am now toweringly angry, which is why I walk behind the flailing body, lower my aim towards the back of its skull, and call, "Show yourself right now, or the doggy gets it." There's a low chuckle.
"Give us the teapot, and we will let you live, mortal."
Mortal? Yes, it's the B-team, all right. Probably in robes with upside-down crucifixes or something. They're the occult equivalent of the kind of suicide bombers who post their confession videos on YouTube 2 weeks before they learn the hard way that trying to blow themselves up with chapati flour isn't going to do anything except give the police an excuse to pat themselves on the back and reassure the public that everything is under control. "Come out where I can see you," I demand. The hound thing on the ground whines in agony. It's getting on my nerves, cutting through the barricade of my determination. Then I notice out of the corner of one eye that the shoulder I blew a fist-sized chunk out of is writhing and foaming, dark tubules questing inwards from the ripped and shredded edges. Shit. If this is what I think it is, then by summoning it, the B-team have bitten off more than they can chew. And so have I. "You've got 5 seconds," I add. "It won't die, but it's going to be real pissed off. And I reckon it's 50-50 whether it blames me or blames you."
"Do you truly believe you can shoot one of the hounds with impunity, mortal?"
I've got a bearing on Windbag now. Your typical B-team idiot is either a religious fanatic who's grown up listening to preacher men ranting and foaming in 17th century English, or they're a wannabe who's seen too many horror flicks. I'm betting on the second kind here. I take a step back. Accidental contact with this particular species of doggy is about as safe as licking the third rail on the underground. Then quickly slip my left hand into my pocket and mutter the command word to ignite the hand of glory as I pull it out of my pocket. Of course, the hog lights off promptly, but its little pinky is tangled in my pocket lining and comes free with a foul gust of scorched linen, something else to hold against the gloating rat fucker. I take a long step sideways, then another, holding the wrinkled hand at arm's length out to one side. The Glock is a numbing drag on my opposite arm. Nothing like as bad as a Browning, but I can't keep this up forever. A second voice chirps up from behind the thrashing hound, about where I was standing 5 seconds ago.
"Hey, where'd he go?"
He sounds dim. Let's call him Minion Number One.
"Fuck."
That's Windbag. He sounds pissed off.
"We're going to lose him. All Highest will be displeased."
"I've got the path."
A third voice, female and coldly controlled. Maybe she's an A-team player assigned to ride herd on the clown car. She can be Minion Number Two until proven competent.
"You walk the..."
No plan survives contact with the enemy, especially when the enemy is invisible, within earshot and taking notes. But even more importantly, no cultist survives physical contact with one of the hounds. The doggy of doom flails one paw against the ground, and its back arches as it goes into the seizure I've been expecting ever since I plugged it with a banishment round. Which is bad luck for Minion Number One, who is in the path of one viciously barbed paw. He gives a brief gurgling scream, but is already dead by the time the sound reaches me. It's just air venting from the corpse's lungs and reverberating through its larynx on the way out. Every muscle in his body contracts simultaneously with a strange popping sound, as his joints dislocate and ligaments tear, in a spasmodic breakdance that ends in a pile beside the hound. I don't wait to see what they do next. I scramble up the dry soil embankment, moving diagonally between tree trunks.
"We're going to lose him,"
Minion number two calls in a high, bell-ringing voice.
Fallback plan!
Okay, she's promoted to mistress. I think for a moment that she's telling Windbag to withdraw, but then I hear the second truly spine-chilling noise of the evening, the unmistakable sound of someone racking the slide on a pump-action shotgun. I throw myself flat against the side of the embankment and roll over on my back, still clutching the Hand of Glory and my pistol, as the two robed figures on the path raise their weapons and pour fire past each other, sweeping up and down the bike path. They set up a reverberating roar that jars the teeth in my head. They're not aiming, they're simply spraying clouds of buckshot at waist level. I'm about 2 meters up the embankment above them, and 20 meters away. Holding my breath, I glance at the hog in my left hand. The fingertips are burning steadily. I have perhaps 3 or 4 minutes of invisibility. Odds of 2 to 1, shotguns against silenced pistol at 20 meters? Not good. I could probably take them. Probably, but I'd have to put the Hand of Glory down, and if I didn't get them both with my first 2 shots, I'd be giving the survivor a muzzle flash to aim for. With a shotgun, let's not forget. Fucking B-team cultists. If this was the A-team, they'd summon something exotic and deadly to set on my ass, something I'd have a chance of banishing. But the B-team were at the back of the queue the day All Highest was handing out death spells, so they just blaze away with shotguns. 10 rounds later, it feels like having my head slammed in a doorway 10 times in a row, they lower their guns.
"He's legged it," says Windbag.
"Right, we're leaving."
Mistress's voice is so chilly you could rent it out as an air conditioner.
"Philip is dead. This will not be received well by All Highest. Let me do the talking if you value your life."
"But can't we..."
Windbag whines. I don't hear what he says next, though, because Mistress says something in a voice that distorts weirdly as she speaks, and then a hole in the air opens and closes, and they're not there anymore. Neither is the hound.
It's gone, taking the corpse of Minion number one back to wherever it is that the hounds come from.
The glamour is gone, too. Below me, the cycle path is restored, just another rustic suburban alleyway lit by the streetlight glare from the nighttime clouds overhead. I shudder uncontrollably for a minute. Then I carefully extinguish the fingers of the hog, holster my pistol, stumble back down the embankment to the footpath, and dust myself off. They weren't after Mo. They were after me. They knew how to find me, and they wanted to know about the teapot. Once is happenstance, but twice is enemy action, which means it's time to go to work.